from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Blew a 38-10 lead and has won 3 Super Bowls since. Thank you.
Yes. And been to 4.
Yeah.
But it leads
and Andy wins with any quarterback that he has. That's the differentiating thing for me. Like, Bill Belichick won with Tom Brady and was complete and total ass without Tom Brady. Andy Reid wins with Donovan McNabb, wins with Kevin Cobb, wins with Michael Vick, wins with Alex Smith, wins with Matt Moore, wins with the other guy, Chad Henne, wins with Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid wins with every quarterback he had. Bill Belichick was a fraud hanging and hiding behind Tom Brady.
Fair enough.
Vrabel, somebody wants to know. I don't know that Vrabel was ever an assistant coach for the New England Patriots. I
don't believe he's under that coach.
No, he's not.
Yeah. No, not technically. I mean, if you want to count him, sure, but no.
They didn't even bring him back. They brought Gerard Mayo back. But no, this is the last day of 610 Sports Radio. Tomorrow we will launch a live news station starting at 6 a.m. called 96.5 The Fan on the FM side. You still get simulcast, but if you want better reception, you want better audio, you'll go to 96.5 The Fan, which is where we will be, a different drive to work. That's kidding. But we put together our top 5 610 moments. Bob will do his later on the show. I'll do mine now. 913-586-7610. Maybe some of you were along for this ride. Some of these moments don't make the list, like we just found out yesterday. I'm going to throw out the first pitch Monday at the Royals game. Can't wait. Going to be fun. Honorable mention, because there's a lot of cool stuff on this list. Number 5 for me. 9 years ago to this date, 9 years ago, I was hired by 610 Sports Radio. John Hansen called me. I was serving a table at Red Robin. I told the table, I said, I'm sorry, but I got to take this phone call. And on the other line was, at the time, our PD. And he said, Dusty Likens. I said, John. He said, what are you doing? I said, serving burgers and fries. He says, how would you like to also work for 610 Sports Radio? I said, I would love it. And in classic form, he said, well, you don't really sound super enthusiastic. I can call the other guy. I said, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? He goes, just kidding. See you tomorrow. Cool. Top 5 moment of my life.
That's a typical Hansen move, though. You don't seem really excited about that.
Yeah. And also at the time, before that, I'd been interning, and my intern supervisor was now my boss, Steven Spector.
Oh, wow.
So full circle. Number 4 moment that I will always remember as a part of 610, I was still kind of a young buck here, was there was a day where we were given the full audio of the Tyreek Hill incident, of where they took the audio and said, blank, you should fear me. And somebody, I still don't know, and I don't know if I'm giving up too much information, but somebody had dropped off the actual audio for Carrington. And that was one of those days where I didn't leave the station. I had helped out. I had done some stuff for Midday Show. You all right?
I'm just reading what somebody texted in as their favorite 610 moment. And
you're really ruining my moment here, Bob.
I'm sorry. I'm really not saying anything. You're talking. And
ruining my moment. Not cool. And that's my top 5. We'll end it there.
No, keep going.
No, I'm done. We'll end it there.
No.
Yep. You got to keep going.
Apparently not. But number four was the actual Tyreek Hill audio, because in that very moment, I knew how powerful that our media was and how powerful the word of the microphone could pass. Because as soon as they played the actual audio with only bleeps out, Carrington played it at 2 o'clock. It went all over the world. Rappaport, I think Schefter starts tweeting it, and it comes from 610 Sports Radio. People are asking us for interviews. That was number four.
That was a big moment, man. Like, I don't think people understand. I don't want to. I hate using the term powerful, you know, because that's such an overstatement. But there's so many people that say, I never listen to the radio, yet everybody knows what's going on. You know, everybody listens and pays attention.
Might be number one, but there's two significant numbers ahead of this. This was my number three all-time moment on 610 Sports Radio.
Joe Burrow was 3-0 versus Mahomes, by the way. That's why the fun whole Burrow head thing was started up. I don't believe in all that either. But what I'm telling you is, until that happened, Burrow had dominated Mahomes head-to-head. Do we agree?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but in games that meant nothing.
Just say yeah.
You've been talking for about 3 minutes, so I'm going to say something now, Jason. So you keep talking about all of these Chiefs fans that came on your show. I listened to your podcast yesterday. It was about three people, and you always want to go back to the idea that, well, you don't know football because you didn't play.
You didn't want to show. You didn't show up. It's not my fault. I can't force you to come on my show, bro.
Jason, with all due respect, sir, you coached in community college for 5 years. You're not exactly Chuck Knoll, okay? So don't sit here and try and lord over us about how much you know about football.
20 years.
And what do you do now?
Stop.
And what do you do now?
20 years. 20. Dude, did you bring me on your show to talk crap, or did you bring me on your show? You sound like a fanboy.
I've let you talk for 15 minutes.
I got 28 guys in the NFL, homeboy. I got 270 Division One. Yeah. I had 8 win the Super Bowl. What's your criteria? Send me your resume.
I just want to make
you
sure
you talk on the radio. Yeah. You're a fanboy.
Yeah, but did you
ever? You're a fanboy on the radio.
But you said you didn't call Patrick Mahomes a gimmicky quarterback. Let me play this for you real quick.
Patrick
Mahomes. I said he's in a gimmicky system that makes him a gimmicky quarterback.
No. You told me to listen to you all the way out, so I'm going to let you listen to me all the way. Listen to what you said here.
Patrick Mahomes is a gimmick quarterback.
What do I say to that?
Gimmick. Did you hear that?
Goodbye. He's gone.
That guy's a jackass.
He got hung up on. One of the greatest moments of my life.
That is fantastic. I'm getting angry just listening to that, because the one thing that I hate is you didn't play the game, guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't play the game.
When Nick Schwartz said he was no Chuck Knoll, that took his ego and exploded it.
That was fantastic.
Shout out to Nick.
That was a great line. Bro, you're a community college coach. Yeah. Like, no offense to community college coaches at all, but don't come onto a radio show and act like you've, conquered the world, Jason Brown. You didn't, and you never really advanced past community college because you're kind of a douche.
Right. And number two, Bob, you were a part of this. Actually, you're a part of probably three of these. Number two was the Royals winning the World Series. Mm-hmm. That was great. Obviously, in 15, I was hired in August. They win the World Series in November. And then we do the parade.
Yeah, they did win it in November. That's right. Like November 1st. Yeah.
And I remember I got a call the day of the parade, and it was Hanson again. And he said, I need you here, and your one job is to get us an Uber. And I said, okay, that can't be hard. I'm a, Uber connoisseur. Couldn't find one. Couldn't get one.
No.
He told me it needed to be picking us up at 9:58 the minute you guys were off the air. We went down the side stairwell, opened the door, we're there. Couldn't find one. Eventually, somebody got one. It's me, it's you, it's John's wife and John in the Uber. And when we get in the Uber, the guy is white-knuckled on the steering wheel, shaking like a bird crapping peach seeds. And we're just like, so how's it going? And he's just like, crazy out there, man. You'll see. And we're driving down. And at the time, we were doing the show from the Cashew.
The Cashew, 20th and Grand. Yeah.
Yeah, which now I believe is Rock Hill Grill, I believe. And we're going down there. And as we're getting closer and closer to our destination, the guy just stops the car. We're 5 miles from our destination. He goes, this is where you guys get out.
We had to get out and cross state lines. That's how far back we were dropped off, right?
And
where on Rainbow Boulevard, I'm just giving people kind of like Rainbow Boulevard and I-35, there's like that subway on the corner. Like, we were dropped off further.
Yeah, and we had to walk to the Cashew. Yeah. And I remember seeing, it was apocalyptic. There were cars on the side of the highway. There were people just absolutely, it was a sea of blue. And then I remember we got to the Cashew and the owner of the GM comes out and is like, come on, guys. And we went up the backside door through the kitchen. We're seeing people stressed to the max. Then we get up there and you look out and you're just like, oh my God.
It was like one of those movies where, you know, like...
It looked like The Last of Us.
But the view and the moment for me was like when I saw that, and this is like a really, like... I don't want to say a low rent reference, but if you've ever seen Everybody Loves Raymond, when they go to Italy and they open the windows for the first time, it's just peaceful and quiet. Like the world just went silent for me when I looked at that and went, I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it. It's still like there hasn't been a better day in Kansas City than parade day for the Royals.
And then I remember, I think it was
a perfect weather day. Oh, like great. You couldn't have asked for a better day except for the 5 mile walk.
I mean, hey, we got it. We got our steps in that day. And then number one, it is obvious. It is the clear cut favorite. It is getting this job, this position. Steven Spector put his trust in me. You guys put your trust in me. I told everybody my dream in life is to do a full-time radio show on a full-time roster. It was, like I said, 9 years ago to the day today that I started in this industry, and it was last week on Friday that we got to introduce this show as the new show. My name got attached to yours. I'm thrilled to be here. I thank Steven Spector for this position, John Hansen, Mac, Bob, Kling. God, I love you, Kling. Without your push, I'm not here. Without your trust and your push, even your wife's push and trust in me to be with you every day, that means the world. And now we get to do this moving forward, and we're going to call it Fesco and Dusty in the Morning. It's going to be on 96.5 The Fan, and we get to start a new sort of era in sports. So
yeah,
I wrap that up with that. I know it's a little sappy, but I couldn't be more happy to be in this position that I am, and it all happened because of 610 Sports Radio.
Well, I mean, you undersell yourself because, you know, when I found out Josh was retiring, I go, well, there's only one solution here. And quite honestly, I don't want anybody else but Dusty. There's nobody else that I want to work with. And it was a seamless transition, and it has been a seamless transition. And I can tell you, man, like, it's... I told you this off the air, but it's going better than I ever expected, right? Like, I'm having more fun than I ever expected. We haven't missed a beat. Like, it's been great. Both of you guys have been phenomenal, and I'm excited to start this new journey with both of you guys, right? Like, I feel really, really good about where we're positioned as a team, but more importantly, where we're going to be positioned as a radio station on 96.5, home of the Chiefs, home of the Royals, home of K-State, home of Missouri, and home to the best sports talk in Kansas City and the only FM sports talk station in Kansas City. And that's a true testament to everybody else out there too, Dusty. I mean, the listeners, like if you guys weren't listening to us on AM for all these years, they never would have given us the opportunity to move to FM. And it shows, you know, the power that we've had on this station because of our listeners and everybody that's involved, you know, in this station from a day-to-day basis, that's become friends, that become confidants over the years, that, you know, just become people that we can trust and love and whatnot. Like, we wouldn't be here without you guys, and you guys, by supporting us for the last 21 years as a radio station, have given us now the opportunity to take that next big step, and that big step's for you guys as well, to get, you know, on the FM dial. I think everybody's gonna love it.
Somebody says, so you're done waiting tables? Yes, my last day at my restaurant job was last Friday. It was emotional. I cried and I gave everybody a hug and a kiss. I didn't care. That's just how I wanted to do it. But no, that's my top five. So again, if you missed it, check out the app. You can listen to it there. But again, top five moments for me. Hired 9 years ago to the date. The actual Tyreek audio that was left that we played on our air at 2 o'clock that day. The hanging up on Jason Brown. The Royals win the World Series / the parade. And then obviously getting this job in this position.
What is Jason Brown doing right now?
Podcast. Trying to be relevant. Just really ate some crow after Mahomes won his back-to-back Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is a gimmicky quarterback.
I have not heard that guy's name in years.
It's probably a good thing.
Right? Like, from that stupid show that he was on, Last Chance U, he thought that was going to catapult him into being somebody.
Who's a better coach, Josh McDaniel or Jason Brown? Ooh. Coming up, we ask you another poll question. We get into high school starts, and we get into Mac's new topic, smash or pass. That's right. 610 Sports Radio, this is Fesco in the Morning. Back here on 610 Sports Radio, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. This is a Way Back Wednesday, the final Way Back Wednesday, as we put to bed 610 Sports Radio tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
5, The Fan.
That's right. Get your radio set. Tammy from the West and just sent in a text. She's already got her alarm set for tomorrow to 96.5. My man Rob Maloney, owner of Maloney's down at Overland Park, biggest deck in town. Have you ever seen Rob's big deck before?
I'm so happy you were able to give that with a clear enunciation.
He sent me a picture of his car radio every preset 96.5. So
really? That's funny.
Yep. Every preset to 96.5. So he wants to put yard signs up in folks' yards and let them know it's coming. Set your presets because tomorrow we're on 96.5 FM.
Mac, where's this Way Back Wednesday coming from?
Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe.
Red Rider.
And Bob, who is
Gene in Montgomery.
Gene.
Related to the gene of Watson?
It
Watson.
Is.
Watson! Yes! There we go.
I was waiting for it.
Do we put that drop to bed?
No.
Okay. No. Look. I'm Robin to your Batman. I get it.
That you see the text line when he doesn't play it. You know, I'm saving Mac from everybody.
He just rolled his eyes.
Yeah. From the 913, I've sat on Rob's deck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That deck is so big.
How big is it?
It's the biggest deck that I've ever seen.
65.6% as opposed to 34.4%, Mr. Fesco, on the Should the Royals Sign Trevor Bauer poll question you put up.
Yep.
6 hours left.
6 hours left to vote, and 2/3 of the vote say yes, the Royals should go out and sign Trevor Bauer. And I think after the last 2 days that we've seen starters in this rotation, I had a friend, my friend Lash texted me last night. He goes, they need to skip the next start for Singer, for Reagans, and for Seth Lugo. And I shared that with you guys, and you go, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that, right? Like, we're getting to that point of the year now, whereas somebody else texted and he goes, I haven't really followed much all year. Now I'm paying attention, and they haven't won. You know, like, people are starting to get antsy. We all got solutions and whatnot.
Damn it, I just bought the Bally's app.
Yeah, but Trevor Bauer's out there. Trevor Bauer's available, and Trevor Bauer will help you win. Is it worth signing Trevor Bauer to make the postseason? I personally think it is yes. You can't pass up these opportunities to make the playoffs. Now, if you're the Yankees or the Red Sox or a team that's in the playoffs a lot, maybe you think differently about this. But when you're the Royals and you've been around 60 years and you've only been to the playoffs 9 times in those 60 years and you're on the cusp of getting into the postseason, I think you got to pull out all the stops. And Trevor Bauer, for me, is really the only stop you can pull out there right now and get, because the trade deadline is come and gone. And you need him on your roster by September 1 if you want him to be part of the postseason. And it's not a long-term deal, but it's a guy that I think can come in, give you a little bit of an infusion, get the guys in that locker room excited, buying back into what's going on, and boom, you got yourself a fresh arm, because the last two starts, have not been good. I mean, you know, we see Brady Singer. He's a 4 at best in this rotation. And then Seth Lugo yesterday, man, that was concerning for me. That was more concerning than the Brady Singer one, because so many people have been telling us all year, Lugo's never pitched this many innings. He doesn't have this many innings, never been this, you know. And here we see now Lugo with all these innings. Has it caught up with him yesterday, you know, from what we saw yesterday?
I do think there is some sort of scare with Lugo's fatigue. Obviously, he is going to pitch more than he's ever pitched in his life in the major leagues. Never really truly been a full-on starter. I thought I saw a little bit of fatigue last night. The ball was getting hit very hard, very far, very often. So, I mean, it was like...
And you and I didn't get past the fifth.
Nah, yeah. I mean, once Michael Garcia made that error where he thought about throwing it home to get Reese out.
Reese Zammit?
Yeah. Then when he didn't do that, and then he threw it to first, and it was an errant throw, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, God, 3-0 in the first. It was tough to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Royals now sit 6 games back in the division against Cleveland. Minnesota.
And it wasn't like that error really killed them. Like, Lugo hadn't gotten anybody out yet.
Right. And the other thing, too, is the Royals are 68-53. They are, I don't know, what, a game above, a game and a half in the wild card division?
Game now.
Game. Yeah. Yesterday was, I get it, to me personally, was a panic situation.
You were hitting that panic button, man.
I was, and I'll be honest and truthful. When you get your ass kicked in back-to-back nights, something ain't right. Now, either that's matchup, either that's you're finally playing good teams, and I went to Twitter and said, this team is now starting to remind me of the 2023 Dolphins. The Dolphins did really good beating up on the Jets, who were injured, beating up on the Patriots, who stink, beating up on the Panthers. But when they played the Chiefs twice, when they played the Buffalo Bills twice, when they played the Ravens, they got whipped.
Yeah.
When they played better talent or when they played a team that should have been, you know, in the discussion with them, they didn't do well. And you'd be like, well, they only lost to the Dolphins. They only lost to Chiefs in Germany, 21-14. It was 14-0 at half, or 21-0 at
half.
That
game was not as close as that score indicated. Like, it was at the end, like you were holding on, but the Chiefs dominated them in that game.
And people would say, well, that doesn't make sense. And Joe Summers, my buddy, reached out. He's like, how does that make sense? I think blah, blah, blah. Like, and I'm like, well, look at it from this perspective. The Royals play against the White Sox.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Tigers, all these other teams, and they'll get ready to play Cincinnati and Los Angeles here in the next 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
After today, the bye day on Thursday, and then they get the weekend series in Cincinnati, and they play 4-3 against Anaheim. Of Los Angeles, of the Angels,
and they stink. California.
And they're not good. I couldn't tell you one player on the Angels because Mike Trout ain't playing.
No, he ain't training. Yeah. Rendon.
Okay. Is he actually playing?
I don't know. That's a good question. See? I don't know. Yeah.
Exactly. So that was a game yesterday where everything that could go wrong did go wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? We talked yesterday. Lugo, 12-1 when it comes to runs or in innings. He had 12 innings pitched, one run allowed. He was
against the Twins going into
and so you're looking at Lugo. You're like, this has been our guy all year. And when he got vulnerable and you started to see the runs tallying the wrong way, you're like, okay, well, that's not good. Brady Singer got rocked by the Twins. You see what his ERA was. You're like, that's not good.
Right.
And then now today, you throw out Cole Reagans, who was your opening day starter, supposed to be the ace of your staff from day one, who still is an ace and still might be in the future, going out there. And the next question you have to have is, can they stop the bleeding now? Can he be the Band-Aid that gets this bleeding to stop? Will this be similar to what they did against Boston where they lost the first two and then they win the third one to avoid getting swept? Because what happens if they get swept today?
I think we're having a little bit of a different conversation on the FM dial tomorrow.
Right. A sweep would not be great.
Right.
And the one thing that I can say is there's a lot of people that reached out and said, you're getting it wrong. You should just be enjoying this season because this team lost 56 games last year. That's fair.
Well, yeah, I think we're enjoying this season, but as seasons progress, expectations change.
And they're allowed to.
Yeah.
And I always go back to the year that Mahomes was the first year as a starter. We all knew Mahomes was going to be a better option than Alex Smith. But by how much, what was it going to be? We'd seen preseason games. We'd seen a Week 17 punted away game by the Broncos. We had never seen him as the full-time starter for a full season. And in the first two games, he throws for 10 touchdowns and 800 yards. And you think to yourself, okay, this offense and this guy at quarterback could probably get us to the playoffs and probably get us to maybe a chance to be a Super Bowl team. They got all the way to the AFC Championship game. You weren't expecting them to get to the Super Bowl, but as the season went on, you were like, this team might have a good chance. Their defense might actually be the one that screws them. Very similar to what the Royals did this year. Last year they sucked. I'm not going to pay any attention. I'm not buying the Bally's app. I don't care. I can't watch them. Don't care. Then all of a sudden, holy cow, the Royals are good. They got an MVP candidate. They got one of the best rotations in baseball. All of a sudden, this team might be able to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
And then when this starts to happen and the emotional roller coaster that goes through the season, you start to tell yourself, this could be a playoff team. Okay, this may not be a playoff team. Oh, man, this sucks because now they're starting to lose. Now they're starting to win again. I'm back in. That's baseball.
Yeah, that's the beauty and the opposite of beauty of baseball, right? The beauty of baseball is like you can live it every day and ride that emotional train. Mm-hmm. The other side is you can't live it every day and ride that emotional train because you'll drive yourself nuts. I mean, that's just the way it goes, and that's why you have to approach it, you know, from a series standpoint. They've already lost the series in Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. Not a good 3 days in Minnesota. If they win today, great. They salvage that final game. Cole Reagan's, just so you know, 0-2 against the Twins this year. But with a 3.27 ERA, he's only given up four runs that are earned in the 13 innings that he's faced the Minnesota, or in the 11 innings that he's faced. He's faced the Minnesota Twins, 11 innings, he's given up four earned runs. And so he's 0-2, but he hasn't given up a lot of runs, and that's a good thing. So just get a couple of runs on the board today, and I think Cole Reagans will be able to keep you in this ballgame. I don't have a concern with Cole Reagans today, right? I think I didn't have a concern with Lugo yesterday until he pitched. So I don't have a concern with Cole Reagans right now. May change at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But I think Cole Reagans, like, what has he shown you that you don't expect a good start from him? He's been here now well over a year. He's kind of asserted himself as the ace of this staff. I think he's going to go out there, and I think he's going to pitch well. That's what aces do. It's all up to the bullpen, whether or not they can handle it. And that's why I go back to the Trevor Bauer situation. If you sign Trevor Bauer, it gives you an opportunity, more so than you have now, to solidify yourself for the playoffs. Is it worth it to sign Trevor Bauer if it can help you get to the postseason? And most people still on the text line are saying yes to that one. Mm. Yes, yes. I have not seen anybody on the text line weigh in and say no, they don't want it to happen, because we've come this far. And as Andy said to Red in that letter, are you willing to go a step further? Right. And that's what I asked the Royals. Are you willing to go a step further to sign a guy that could help your rotation or your bullpen right now? And you clearly need help in both of those areas.
I still would like to see Marsh get called up, maybe give Lugo a day and see where that goes.
Yeah.
Over Trevor Bauer, just because I think the reason this team has done so well is because they are a cohesive unit that all trust each other, and adding somebody with a little bit of a media flair and a distraction. There's no doubt in the world that every media outlet of every major network would be in Kansas City to interview and get video and audio of Trevor Bauer. Royals in their last 10, 4-6. They've lost two in a row. They still have a plus 81 run differential, 27-30 on the road, 38-25. One game up on the Red Sox for the wild card spot, 2.5 games up the Twins are on the Royals. Win today, they're a game and a half up. Boston loses today, you're back to being game and a half, two games. If they lose and you win. So again, it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all over, but it's getting a little panicky.
It is. Yeah. I think after the last 2 days, like, I think it's human nature to be a little bit panicky over what we saw, right?
Yeah.
How could you not?
Your oldest is going into high school for the first time, freshman.
First day, yeah.
Shout out to all the kids going back to high school.
Yep, going back to school, all that. Shout out to the teachers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Did teachers hang darts in the conference room? No, did they when you were in school?
Oh, God, yeah. You never wanted to go into the teacher's room because when you walked in, it was a cloud.
Mm. Sit down, kids.
Well, I mean, I went to school in the 80s and 90s. Like, everybody smoked back then because most of them started in the 60s. You know, you'd go into that teacher's room and it was like, oh, my God, so-and-so's in there smoking Salem lights.
We'll let the text line open up. Any advice you give to a high schooler? I'll ask you guys this question. What would you tell yourself today to your high school self then right now? What's the one piece of advice you'd give them?
Get in better shape.
Mm-hmm. Mac?
That's a tough one. Yeah, I'd say follow your passions.
Okay. I would tell myself that grades matter and you need to do better in school. Because I think if I would have focused more and I could tell myself, like, hey, I understand that you're going to tell yourself C's, get degrees, blah, blah, blah. If I'd have told myself, hey, if you get into, you know, get better grades, you get better options for it, you go to a better school, not a shot at UCM. I had to work my ass off before I got there.
Yeah.
But take some college courses while you can. Like, I'm so jealous of all my friends that actually took those pre-college recs.
And that's what we do with my daughter. We put her, like, these advanced placement things.
Perfect.
And, you know, she's like, I don't want to do that. Like, no, you're doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
Because when you get to your college years and you only have to take two serious classes your last semester, you're going to look back and be like, damn, I'm glad I took college algebra and I took college English and all that stuff my senior year, because a lot of those kids.
I had zero college credits when I went to college.
Same.
Zero. Like, it wasn't a thing. I do like this one. Invest in Amazon from the 402. Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
From the 913, just did my first day of kindergarten drop off. More emotional than I thought it would be.
For sure, yeah. Dude, for sure.
I will say this. You mentioned our old boss, John Hansen. And when it was my daughter's first day of kindergarten, he came in. He goes, are you going to kindergarten? I go, nah, it's at 8:30. You know, he goes, no, you're off the show. Josh will handle it. Mm. You go to that first day of kindergarten. Best thing that John Hansen ever told me to do. And I remember that moment, and I did it again the next year. And, you know, then I did for eighth grade graduation. Like, I'm to the point now where I'm not missing these kids' events above anything. Like, you got a 3 o'clock baseball game, softball game, soccer, whatever it is, I'm there. I'm going to be there because these moments are going to be gone, you know, before you know it. And so I'll never forget him telling me to go there for that first day of kindergarten. Do not miss that kindergarten drop off. That is a big moment in your kids' lives. And now here they are starting eighth grade in high school. And it seems like yesterday that moment happened.
From the 816, buy a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'd have bought a house in 2003, boy, I'd be jamming. And then the other one says, don't trust a fart.
Well, yeah.
As Theo Vaughn says.
For sure.
Theo Vaughn says, you can't trust a fart after 30, boy. Mac, 30. Yeah, he said after 30, you can't trust him. Mac, you have a topic you want to
get with
into.
Sarah. She really likes you.
That's a good
smash or pass is something you want to introduce to the show.
Yeah, smash or pass.
Okay,
I'll tell you guys a food item, and you guys then will smash or pass.
Okay,
I got the link in the doc for you guys, so you can look at the picture here. This is what they call the garbage plate.
Mm.
This seems heavenly, at least to me, for a morning after situation or night of, you know, 10 or 12 deep. This is, all right, let's just start with the top here. So at top, we've got ground beef that is lathered in ketchup and mustard. Below that is cheeseburger. Below that is what looks to be some sort of cheesy pasta. And then to the left of that, you've got some potatoes, maybe potato, what would you call
those? Like home fries?
Yeah, like home fries. And then there is a nice piece of white bread next to that for dipping.
Who's going to use a plastic fork that they had? Your plastic fork is going to snap in that.
Looks
thing.
Like you need a drill.
Yeah.
Like a jackhammer to get going with that thing.
I've got two questions on this.
I have zero.
Oh, and beans. There's refried beans.
Yeah, there's refried beans. Yeah.
Number one, hang on. I guess it's really only one question. Is somebody preparing this to me and delivering it to me, or do I have to assemble this thing?
It is put right in front of you.
Yeah, I'd eat it.
You'd smash it. Okay, man.
Yeah. I'd smash the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't even need to be hungover. I'll just have to add 2.5 more miles on the run.
Step five, I'm sorry, is fry potatoes in butter until very crispy. Yeah, I'm eating that.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, there are times, and I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud. I may have said this before. There are Friday and Saturday nights where I'm looking for something just to put that Whataburger spicy ketchup on. So, like, that right there, I think would work. I'm in on that. The only thing I don't like is there's mayonnaise in the pasta. And
oh, I didn't know that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I could do without the mustard. But other than that, I'm in.
Mm.
It's fantastic. Again, 2 a.m. is really where I'm picturing
this. Number 12
this
is yum. Every drunk college kid's dream food.
Yeah. That's it.
I mean, if I'm coming home from the bars and it's my, you know, glory days of UCM, there's probably a little session that goes on before that.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about the teacher's room getting cloudy.
Yeah.
My apartment would be cloudy.
Sure.
And then I would just be sitting there in heaven until the next morning when I wake up thinking I have blood on my face and it's just ketchup.
I mean, that platter looks just like...
It's a heart attack.
Yeah, but like you would eat that, right?
Oh,
Friday
yeah.
night, you're eating that. So like, I think about like back in college, we used to go to this place called like Poncheros, and it was like before Chipotle existed. They had like the 5-pound burrito, and I'd plow through that and eat chips and salsa. Like, I wonder why I was fat. I don't wonder. I know exactly why I was fat. Then you top it off with pizza.
Mm. We had a place called Poncho's.
Yeah, this was Poncheros.
We had Poncho's.
Poncho's in Blue Springs on 40 Highway was the best. The white cheese dip, the breakfast burrito, or the Verde burrito. My God.
Mm.
A lot of money spent in that place. But yeah, I'm smashing that plate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now I'm hungry.
Me too.
Not necessarily for that.
No. I'd take like a bagel, egg, and cheese sandwich right now.
Yes.
Or maybe like a protein bar. I just don't trust the food
out there. I
have
a nice apple.
Okay.
The food in the machine out there?
I don't know how long it's been out there. Temperatures vary. I'm just sketched
One more John Hansen story.
Oh, no.
He told me the best Cuban sandwich he ever had came from the company kitchen.
That's not true.
Did you hear that story?
Yeah.
He said it was the best Cuban sandwich. It must have been the first and only Cuban sandwich he had. The best Cuban sandwich he ever had is not coming from there. It's coming from Martin City. Man. Go.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where he has the best Caesar salad ever had.
This from the 563. Hey, Mac, 10 or 12 deep has several different meanings. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm. Dusty, we still have a Poncho's. Yeah, it's where the old Taco John's is, but now that Poncho's, the original one, got torn down. And now there's a Chipotle there.
Taco John's was always good, too. You get the potato Olays, but those are few and far between. I think there's like one in Olathe and Lawrence now.
Used to split, my buddy and I, we used to drive our bikes because it was over by my house. I used to live off of Woods Chapel in Blue Springs. And there was now that's where the Poncho's is. We would ride our bikes to Taco John's. We'd split our money. We'd get the six pack and a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Three tacos
you'd
each.
Split that?
Yeah. Sorry. And then we get our with this before the.
I ain't splitting that with you back in college.
Right. This is before. This is when I was like 13 years old, dude. I wasn't in college yet. I was like I said, riding my bike, my Diamondback with pegs.
Yeah.
Pinky
upper
out.
Crust.
That's right. But no, I'd get three sides of cheese sauce, six pack and a pound, and go to town, dude.
From the 785, Bob used to wreck Furs. I only went to Furs one time, and I went to Furs and not a cafeteria style guy. And then I went to that Luby's down in Texas. Mm. I thought it was an all you can eat. So I ordered this whole plate full of food and tray. I get up there like $65. I'm like, oh, I thought it was all you can eat. So the cafeteria thing I'm out on. Cause if it's a cafeteria style, it should be $9.95 all you can eat.
Speaking of all you can eat, you think I thought my first time in the Royals press box, the food that the guys cook behind the thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was just free.
Used to be.
So I went and got a plate and Dick, the guy that runs the organization up front comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I didn't get your money for that. Did you get it?" And Binkley, this is when he was like a bro, walks right by me and goes, "Ha! You thought it was free to us, man, sucker." And I'm like, oh, well, luckily I have a $10 bill on me. I didn't know I had to pay for this because, like, you got to eat the nachos, the pretzels, and dogs. Dust man, free food. 610 Sports Radio, Fesco of the Morning.
I just have nothing to add.
I got bamboozled by Binkley. He set me up for failure. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ Technologies, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
Does anybody look more uncomfortable in khakis than Binkley did?
Jake from State Farm.
Binkley takes the cake on that because you're used to Binkley in shorts all the time and sweatpants.
No doubt about it.
He shows up in khakis. You're like,
he and Scott Parks have rules. It has to be under 30 degrees for them to wear long pants. You didn't like the mayo video yesterday from Will Levis. There's a mayo that I think we both agree that we like, especially with what he has for advice for young kids trying to make a roster or for veterans trying to stay on it. Do that next on Fesco in the Morning. Back here on a Way Back Wednesday, the final Way Back Wednesday, and the final show on 610 of Fesco in the Morning. We will transition to 96.5 The Fan tomorrow. It'll be called Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Where do we get this one from, Mac?
Good way to go out on the text line, too, with the name that I was called today over Trevor Bauer. That's a way to go out in a blaze of glory.
what was it they called you?
Not going to say. It's probably a word I would never use, but unbelievable. Somebody complained about Trevor Bauer, the person, and then used such a vile term towards me.
It's ironic.
Loser.
Is that an oxymoron?
Yes, it is. Yes. That's a cornucopia of oxymorons trapped in a, what was the other word we said?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Ben in Iowa sent us this one. We got to get out of this place. This is the animals.
Mm. Yeah, the animals, man.
We are going to get out of this place.
Yeah.
In about an hour and 8 minutes.
That's right. Matty Q coming up in about 8 minutes here on 610 Sports Radio.
That's right. Oh, man, Mac, it looks like another good nap day, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday was glorious, dude.
Oh, it was glorious.
Did you guys nap yesterday?
I did.
20 minutes. That's all you need.
I napped for an hour, unfortunately.
Okay, I thought about a question, actually, for you, Bob, the 20-minute nap. Okay, because I was trying to do this yesterday. Obviously, I failed. So part of the reason that I'm struggling with this is so when you set an alarm...
You get up.
Okay, I got that. Off, but I'm falling asleep. I'm setting the alarm for 20 minutes later?
20 minutes. You just hit the 20-minute button on your phone.
But I'm going to fall. It's going to take me 10 minutes to fall asleep.
That's all you need.
So then I get 10 minutes?
I'm telling you, you'll wake up refreshed. And if you're that tired where you need a nap, you should pretty much fall asleep right away. Like, my nap is usually sometime between a 1 and 3 o'clock hour because that's when everybody's gone and it's kind of quiet.
Sense.
20 minutes, as soon as I close my eyes, I am out. And then that 20 minutes happens and it's over and I wake up and I feel refreshed. You can't do any more than 20 minutes. Kramer proved that to you over the years. So you've got to do 20-minute naps. It's the best. It will make you feel refreshed. Anything longer and then you've got the hungover, you're groggy, you don't want to do anything, and it's like, I got the rest of the day. You know, so trust me on this one. I used to be one of those long time now. Oh, I'm going to go home and get 3 or 4 hours of sleep back in the day. Turned into a big fat ass. Yeah.
I like this guy.
Look, you don't fight in a real game. When you fight in a real game, you get fined, you get kicked out. It's the same thing here. And look, my message to the players, if you get in a fight out here, if you're a starter, you're going to play the whole preseason game. If you're not a starter, you won't play at all. And so that's kind of my mindset with that.
That was audio of Gerard Mayo, the new head coach of the New England Patriots.
I love his
mentality.
You fight, you're playing in the preseason game.
As a veteran, where they look at it as, I'm sure Mahomes and Kelsey, they look at it as like, all right, this Saturday we're going to play a quarter, we're going to get juices back to flowing. That's it. Then I can be on the sideline, relax, enjoy the city, enjoy the time before the regular season starts. You fight, and you're a veteran, you're playing the whole game.
Yep.
If you're a rookie trying to prove yourself, or a guy that's a walk-on, or somebody that's a camp invitee, and you fight, you ain't playing.
That's right.
I love it.
I do, too. I think it's great. This is a Mayo I can get behind, right? Because I hate Mayo, but I love Gerard Mayo for this one. I know what that's going to do, though. That's going to really make the NFL front offices get queasy, because they
hate... That's like horseradish.
They hate when you use the term... exhibition football game. They hate it because they're trying to sell you season tickets and get you to buy that money and buy the tickets and charge regular season prices for these preseason games, right?
That's like horseradish.
So they hate when you say exhibition football. They hate when people talk about it being fake games and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, and now you got a coach saying, hey, this is meaningless stuff, but you know, if you fight, you're going to have to play. That's the punishment right there. Like, if you're a veteran, you don't want to play in these preseason games. You don't want any part of having to play in these games, because the opportunity to get injured and all that nonsense that we talk about all the time, right? You want nothing to do with preseason football.
Right.
But if you're a guy who's, you know, a week away from, you know, being a bouncer or a bartender, you're like, give me an opportunity. Maybe I can catch somebody's eye. I want to play in these preseason games. I think he's handling it the right way. That's probably going to stop a lot of guys from playing. Like, that to me is a deterrent, right?
Yeah.
If you're in the NFL and you fight in training camp and you're a veteran, you have to play in the preseason. I don't want to do that.
Speaking of preseason, sometimes projections can come true. Mac Morey has one that he thought Sam Darnold was going to get the starting job in the Minnesota Vikings organization. Wow. And boy, was he right.
Yeah.
Boy, was he
right.
Give him his roses.
Thank you.
Give him his roses.
And it would have happened without the injury.
And again, J.J. McCarthy.
I don't know. People were talking very highly of J.J. up there.
Tore his meniscus. Time will return. If I'm Minnesota and he's your future, he plays none this year. Sit him out.
Yep.
I don't know what the longevity of the meniscus. I've torn my meniscus and ACL at the same time. I was
doing what?
Chasing a friend. Hammered. Yep. I went one way. He went the other. Pop. To the ground. Shout out Dr. Dugan, Lee Summit Orthopedics. Fix my knees. Fix my knee. Yep. I went one way, then I went the other. Boom. Woke up the next morning. Size of Hey Arnold's head.
Oh, my.
True story. But Sam Darnold, also, for us degenerates who do like to have fun in gambling, DraftKings has his odds surging up. He's now gone from plus 2,000 to be a comeback player of the year to now plus 900. Now, obviously,
that.
Those are long odds. Aaron Rodgers, the favorite. Yeah. Behind him is Joe Burrow.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
Quickly, we got to get out of here because Coach Q's getting ready to join the show.
Are the media going to vote for Aaron Rodgers for comeback player of the year? Or are they going to not vote for him because he's such a douche?
I feel like he won't accept it because he's like, I didn't go anywhere. Spiritually, I was here. And the problem is that the media is trying to persuade you that I did leave.
So I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's going to win it because I don't know if the media wants to vote for that guy. I think Joe Burrow is the one who ultimately gets
whoever has the better year.
Yeah.
I think Joe Burrow's set up to have the better year. He's also younger.
But he's also still battling this injury. Has he thrown a pass yet?
No. I don't know.
Over three consecutive days, he has not thrown a football. No. Mm. Not since the injury.
Don't tell Drew Nixon that. Fesco in the morning, but yeah. J.J. McCarthy out, surgery. Sam Darnold in.
Let's go. I'm ready, man. Sam Darnold's going to be great this season. You guys just wait.
Okay.
Six offensive coordinators in 5 seasons, 2 years with Adam Gase, not in the NFL, 2 years with Matt Rhule, no longer in the NFL. Sam Darnold's finally got a situation. It's time, baby. Let's
Fesco
go.
In the morning.
I do like their coach up there, though. It looks like Matt Fleener. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic of the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Speaking of MyQ, Q, Matt Cotrero joins the show next on the other side on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.